Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Norris, world famous explorer in person. At the head of a party, Mr. Norris is pushing up country toward the sources of the Amazon River into the wild jungle lands of faraway Brazil. Quite accidentally, he runs across two young children who are in trouble. They have been searching for their father, a scientist, who is on the hunt for a fabled treasure of the Incas. This scientist has been taken prisoner and held in a remote Indian village at the instigation of a renegade white man named Butch Grogan. This Grogan is a villain, having stolen a treasure map and a valuable paper on which is a secret code by which the map may be translated. Not yet satisfied, Grogan kidnaps the little girl, Miss Jean Brady, meaning to use her as a method by which he can compel her father, James Brady, to lead the way to the treasure. Mr. Norris learns where Miss Jean has been hidden, and with the aid of an amphibian aeroplane, goes to the rescue, succeeds in getting the little girl aboard just as the Indian warriors come yelling to the river's edge. At this moment, the cabin hatch on the plane has been closed, and Mr. Norris has just told Pat Donovan to get into the air as quickly as possible. But the river, a little stream flowing into the Amazon, is narrow and tropical trees hang out over the water. It's a tense moment.
On your way, Donovan. Quick, get out of here. Take it up now. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Norris. Now, it ain't going to be easy. This ship is loaded. Haven't got much of a run for the takeoff,
well,
you know.
Well, go ahead and try it. We've got to get out of here.
Well, then hold everything. Now, just give me a second to warm her up a bit. No use getting up over the trees and then stalling. Just give me a little bit to warm her up.
Uh-huh. All right.
We should be headed downstream. Why, sure. Look, there's the bend in the river right ahead of us.
Well, why can't we turn her around? Gosh, we've got lots of room for a takeoff, then.
Yes, Jimmy, if. But we had to just guess at it when we set her down here. We didn't have time enough to do anything else.
Donovan, if we don't get out now, we may never get out. Now, it's up to you.
I know it, Mr. Noyce, and we might as well try it, I guess. But if I get a wingtip caught in a big lianas hanging along the shoreline, well, you fellas better get down on the floor of the cabin and hang on tight. Here goes. Gosh, she's heavy, all right. If we just had a little more headwind. But in this jungle, you've got...
Look out, Pat! Look out! Up ahead! A canoe coming out the middle of the river!
Oh, nuts! We'll hit them! The pontoons! We can't leave the surface before we're on them!
It's a trick! A trick, by Jove! Cut the switch, Donovan! Hurry, man! We can't run that canoe down!
Okay!
Don't you see? It contains children! Just little children!
A trick, Mr. Noyce? What do you mean?
See? Mr. Grogan again pulled a fast one. Notice that canoe has no paddles at all. Someone put the Indian children into that dugout and pushed it out into the stream. Grogan did that. He knew we wouldn't run them down.
Gee whiz, Mr. Norris. He uses little children to stop us. He knew this ship couldn't rise off the surface of the river until it got a good run.
Yes, the canoe with the children. If we wanted to get into the air, we'd have to run into that canoe.
Yes, sir. And you know what would have happened. Oh, well, Mr. Noyce, I guess Gene and me, we'd just as soon do anything than use little children like that to save our lives.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Jimmy. We seem to agree on a lot of things. Hurting, maiming, or drowning even little savage Indian kiddies.
Oh, you're right, Mr. Noyce. That's out. But now what do we do?
I don't exactly know. But we might as well get prepared to put up a fight. It's the only way we can deal with Grogan.
Yes, but where is Grogan? He isn't showing his face. Look. Look over there among the bushes, eh? In behind every tree, a wild, woolly Indian, but no Grogan.
Grogan knows better than to show his face.
That bird is yellow, Mr. Noyce. Pure yellow.
He certainly is. Anybody that would pull a stunt like that, shove a canoe load of helpless little Indian children out in front of whirling propellers, he's a yellow coward, all right.
Gosh, Mr. Noyce, if we could only turn this bus around, head her downstream, why then, we could make it.
Say, I got an idea. We've got a rope in the cabin here. Listen, there's a little eye bolt on the roof of the ship.
You mean that little round thing they used when they were loading this ship and unloading it from the steamer?
That's the one.
Oh.
And we could tie the rope through that iron thing, and then we could get the other end tied to a tree on the shore.
Well, now, say, that would do it. If we could get the rope fastened, then I could swing my rudders away over, give her the gun, and between our own power and the current of the stream here, well, maybe we could do it.
Gee, that's swell. Gene, open the cabin hatch.
Okay.
Now, here's where I do some swell things for my country. I'm going to get that rope on a tree or know the reason why.
Jimmy, you're staying inside this cabin. No argument now. I know how you feel, and it's swell of you to volunteer. But you mustn't go. Pedro, stand by. I'm going.
I beg the pardon, Senor Noyce. Pedro, she was the one what was going. I am the better climbing person, just like the capuchin monkey. And I have the much more experience with the aeroplane.
Listen, Pedro, it's a dangerous job. Grogan is very likely hiding on the riverbank with a gun.
Ah, that is so, senor. But I am the better swimmer in this ship. Yes, no?
Admitted, you are a wonderful swimmer, Pedro.
Then it is what you call it. It is all honky-dory. I take the rope. I dive. No. I do not dive, but I slip into the water. Yes, very, very quietly. And I swim like everything to the riverbank under the water, you see? Then I tie the rope and bring the other end back, and then...
Yes, I see. It's a dandy idea, Pedro. But it won't work. Too late.
Too late? But I can go now, quick, like everything.
Oh, Mr. Noyce, look. Canoes, dozens of them coming up the stream.
I know, Miss Jean. Just saw them a moment ago. That's why I just told Pedro it was too late.
Ah, si, senor. And now, even if we do turn those other way, we cannot get past these canoes. But, senor,
yeah.
Look, these canoes, senor, they do not have the little children. It is warriors, senor. We are fighting warriors. What matter how we fight?
Oh, it's not the fight I'm thinking about. I don't want this plane damaged. Donovan understands.
Yes, sir. Now, if we try to get past those dugouts, we may strike one with the propeller blades. They'll snap just like a broken match. Propellers don't stand much rough work, you know.
Wait. I'd sort of expected this. Here comes a messenger from Grogan.
An Indian warrior, and he's carrying a stick with a white handkerchief tied to it.
Yes, he's Grogan's messenger. Indians, as a rule, don't use white handkerchiefs, so you can figure Grogan is in on this.
There he goes into the water. Gee, he didn't dive in. He just sort of waited, and then he slid in.
He's got something white in his teeth, too.
It's probably a written message from Grogan. We'll soon know what Grogan has in his mind. And he no doubt has plenty.
Say, I know. Let's grab this Indian messenger when he gets here.
What good would that do, Jimmy? Listen, son. You don't double-cross the flag of truth. A true white man never does. A white flag always gets protection. Understand?
Oh, heck, Mr. Noyce. Excuse me. I knew that well enough, but, well, I guess I just got excited.
I know it. All right, Jimmy. Now open the hatch. And Pedro, you reach out and get that message. I'll just keep this rifle trained on the riverbank, just in case Grogan tries to get in some more dirty work.
Oh, say, Mr. Noyce.
Yeah?
The ship is drifting with the current and edging toward the bank. Now we'll get our wings or pontoon stuck at any moment.
Yes, and so much the better. But listen, Donovan, is there anything you can do to disable this ship?
You mean put it out of commission for good? Well, sure, we can set fire to it, but
no,
what...
No. We need this amphibian. We don't dare destroy it, but can it be disabled temporarily?
Oh, sure, Mr. Noyce. A lot of ways to do that.
Well, then get busy and fix it so that Grogan can't get her away from here. Fix it so the damage doesn't show on the outside. You see what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes, I get you. I'll just take out a couple of little gadgets.
Yes, and be sure to hide them where you can find them easily at a moment's notice.
Well, now, you just leave that to me. You know, I haven't been around these ships for all these years for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fix her so that the only person who ever gets her perking again will be Pat Donovan in person.
That's the stuff.
Senor, here is the little love letter, senor. Look, the Indian, he's amscrayed back home. Very much afraid of this aeroplane.
Yeah, let me have it, Pedro.
Oh, Mr. Noyce.
Yeah?
Now, here. Hold this flashlight so as I can see to cut this wire to the magneto.
Okay, that's most important. Here, Jimmy, you take that message and read it out loud and hurry.
Well, let's see here. Gosh, he doesn't say very much. Listen to this. He says here, Noyce, you're licked, and you know it. Better give up quietly and get everybody ashore. Form that ship right away. And you... He spells that word in capitals, Mr. Noyce.
Yeah.
And you come last. And no monkey business. Now, we've got you covered. Leave your guns in the cabin and get a move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of it, Mr. Noyce. And he signs it Grogan.
Yeah, he didn't even have to do that. I'd recognize that kind of letter without a signature.
Well, okay, Mr. Noyce. Look,
yeah.
I got here just two little pieces of wire.
Uh-huh.
Now, if anyone finds out where they were cut from, well, then I'm crazy.
Splendid. This will put a damper on Grogan's spirits.
Now, look, I'm just going to bend these wires into a thing just like a hairpin and stick it in my hair.
Mm.
Even though they search me, they'll never find this wire.
Mm-hmm. All set, then. We might as well get ashore, everybody.
Oh, Mr. Noyce, couldn't we sort of put up a scrap? We still got the ship and the guns.
A man who is wise to the jungle quickly recognizes when the cards are stacked against him. A scrap, as you call it, would be the most dangerous thing we could do. We're outnumbered at least 100-1.
Yes, Jimmy. We'd better do exactly as Mr. Noyce says. He knows best.
Si, senorita. And the senor will get the weagle on and fool the Grogan man. So don't worry. We will get out of these messes all right, okay? You bet my life.
Well, Mr. Pedro, if you can smile through this, guess it won't hurt me to try it.
That's the stuff, Jane. But come on now. Get your guns out of the holsters. Oh, better yet, leave holsters and all. Jimmy and Jean, you two go first, together, and we'll watch.
Okay. No time like now, I guess.
Well, we're on our way, Mr. Noyce. Come on, Jean. Let's jump.
So long, Mr. Noyce. We'll be seeing you.
With a brave smile and a cheery, I'll be seeing you, off they go. Ahead of them is Grogan and a band of howling Indians. At last, Grogan has the upper hand. But what's in store for Gene and Jim? And what happens to Mr. Noyce and Pedro? Does Pat Donovan succeed in really fooling Grogan about the ship being disabled? Has Mr. Noyce a plan in mind? Or is it the children who pull a fast one? You will learn more about this enthralling adventure when you tune in next time. Don't miss a single episode.